The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. The Masters is knocking us off the air for the next 3 days. Tony, what are you going to do with all that time off?
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Maybe some shoplifting. They never suspect old people. Maybe that. Maybe a hair transplant. Maybe a butt lift. Maybe stuff like that. Improve my tummy tuck. Improve myself physically. That might be the way to go.
3 days. You're packing those 3 days. You
know, pretty good. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Tiger intends to play the Masters. The Lakers can be eliminated tonight, and Scott Van Pelt joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with Kansas making up a 16-point deficit in the first half to North Carolina and then dominating the second half to win the national championship last night. Wilbon, what did you think of the game and the wild swings in it?
I love the wild swings, Tony. I didn't think much of the game, which I'll get back to in a second. The wild swings were the game. I mean, my goodness, that was the entertainment of the game. That's what you're talking about in your text chains with people when it's a 15-point halftime deficit for Kansas. And a lot of people saying it's over. And other people like me were saying, no, 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 it's not over. I don't know what's going to happen, but this is not over. Kansas must have something in it. And I wonder if North Carolina is going to have enough left. I mean, despite what, you know, our good buddy Hubert Davis says about, you know, it being live action. That was great, though. That was great when he told Tracy Wolfson, this is live action down here. In other words, you can't predict all of it. But Kansas played, to me, a silly first half where they played right into North Carolina's hands. Bill Self made whatever adjustments he needed to make, which was including, I'm sure, telling some of his kids, hey, you don't have to shoot from 24 feet or at the rim. There's an entire court you can play the game from. Try and use it. And I like the way Kansas played the second half. And I thought they walked them down. And people complain about what Carolina did if they want. I thought Kansas took the game.
Okay. So we've seen this from both these teams before in this tournament. North Carolina got way up on Baylor, another number one seed from this conference, the Big 12. They lost that lead. It went to overtime. They won the game. This was the second time they couldn't hold an enormous lead. We saw Kansas come back in the second half against Miami. I want to get the numbers correct here. 42-17 in the second half against Miami. So a pattern has been established. I want to say this about Carolina. They had a great tournament. They beat a number one team in Baylor. They beat a number two team in Duke. They beat a number four team in UCLA. They almost beat another number one last night. They have 2 lifetime achievement games by beating Duke in Cameron before the tournament and then beating Duke in the Final Four. All praise to them. But they, you know what, Mike? They were not a good team during the beginning of the year. They lost 4 games this year by 20 points or more. Hubert Davis turned them around.
He did.
I think we'd all like to play for Hubert Davis. But what you're going to hear is this. Oh, Hubert Davis is great. He'll be back. I hope so, Mike. But the two words you say are Dan Marino.
You never know. That's right. That's right, Tony. But what I thought of the game, I got to say, Tony, it was too late to text you because you were asleep. The game just wasn't the level of play that you'd like to see in a championship game. Maybe they're just tired. Maybe they're emotionally spent. But I just thought, you know, there's too many missed layups lack of poise.
Kansas is a worthy champion.
Yes.
We thought a lot of teams could win. They're worthy.
And I'm glad you said what you said about Carolina. I called my friend Robbie Petty, North Carolina's own, played golf at Carolina. And I said, hey, I know you're in despair. Hold your head up. You got to a championship game in your coach's first year. I don't want to hear it.
Absolutely.
I don't want to hear any stuff. You guys did yourselves proud. Yeah. Let's move to Tiger Woods, who announced this morning that, quote, as of right now, close quote, he feels like he's going to play in the Masters. Woods has played and practiced in Augusta over the past week. Fred Couples played with him and said that if Tiger can walk 72 holes, a bigger deal than most people understand, he can contend. Tiger himself said this morning he thinks he can win this tournament. Tony, do you?
Now, I don't think he can win, but I understand why Tiger says it. He's Tiger Woods. If he doesn't think he can win, why should he enter at all? The better question is, do I think that he can contend? And my first instinct is to say, no, that would be too hard. But we need to understand the nature of the Masters. This is not a regular tour event with 120 active pros, any one of whom can win. There's like 90 people invited to this. A bunch of them are guys that have no chance to win because they're my age and they once won, or they're amateurs and they can't. There's about 50 or 60 people who can win.
I was going to say
so
60,
the question is, the question is, can Tiger contend in a limited field on a course where he's won five times as recently as 2019? And so I think that's probably true. I had a friend of mine tell me last week, he said, Tiger can shoot 75 at Augusta with a driver, a 7-iron, a pitching wedge, and a putter. So if he uses his other clubs, he might do better than that. And what I'll say, Mike, is I am not going to be surprised if at the end of the day tomorrow, I know the weather and the walk could hurt him, but I won't be surprised if he shoots even. I won't be.
Well, I'd be great. I don't have any expectations. I'm going to tell you this. The answer to the question, can he win this championship? No. For the same reason that Kevin Durant and the Nets ain't going to win, and LeBron and the Lakers ain't going to win even if they make the playoffs. You can't. Professionals are too good. Even people who think they're sports fanatics who watch all these shows every day like ours, 90% of them have no idea how great the 100th ranked guy is. They have no idea. And so you can't walk out of the real world onto the field of play, and this is the field of play, a difficult one, and just turn it on and just win. And this is why that's not going to happen with those other teams, no matter what Vegas is telling you. And they are great. Their greatness is unquestioned. And Durant may win next year, and LeBron may win again, and Tiger may win again, and I hope there's a miracle in him. God knows I do. But I don't, Tony, contending. There are 25 other guys out there who are in the prime of their lives who are just so ambitious, and they want to and feel they need to win this. And so I don't see that, even though I'm hoping for it.
I'll tell you this, Mike. It is fantastic. I use that word advisedly because it's otherworldly that he's going to play after what happened to him 14 months ago. And when you mentioned those other guys, so many of the young pros, so many of them, like McIlroy and Justin Thomas and all of them, they revere Tiger. They want Tiger to win. They want Tiger to beat them. They're so happy to see him.
Yeah.
So happy.
Yeah.
All right, the Lakers. You mentioned LeBron. The Lakers can be eliminated from all playoff competition tonight. They play first place Phoenix at Phoenix, and LeBron will not play. Anthony Davis has been saying the Lakers would have been contenders without their injuries, including his. But Magic Johnson said yesterday that LeBron bears some responsibility for not bringing DeMar DeRozan to the Lakers when he wanted to come, and instead seconding the acquisition of Russell Westbrook. Magic said the Lakers could be in the conference finals with DeRozan. Wilbon, do you agree with that?
Tony, I've spent 42 years as an adult, Magic and I are the same age, listening to Magic Johnson, more than most people, at his locker, in press conferences, on a TV set, over dinner. And I spent two more than that in college. So it's 44 years of listening to Irvin Johnson, the greatest Laker of all time. And you boys and girls should too. I'm going to read you what I think would be the roster. And this is what Magic is projecting if they had gotten DeRozan. And they could have, because DeRozan said, let me play for you. And the Lakers weren't smart enough to do that. DeRozan and Buddy Hield could have been there too easily. Caruso, they'd have kept him from going to Chicago. Either KCP or Kuzma. LeBron, Anthony Davis, Carmelo Anthony. That's a roster, boys and girls. That's a roster that cannot just get to the conference finals, but win the conference finals and win the championship. But they don't have that roster because they made big mistakes in putting that team together. So, of course, Magic Johnson is right. Of course he is.
Okay, so let me first deal with Anthony Davis and the notion that they'd be better without the injuries. It's the most captain obvious statement I've ever heard. Everybody's better without injuries. If my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bicycle. We're not going to deal with this. Davis gets injured all the time, which is why Charles Barkley refers to him as street clothes. And LeBron has the wear and tear of an 80-year-old right now. And, you know, so they get injured. But I'm going to leave that alone. Because ask Portland. Ask the Clippers. Ask the Warriors. What injuries happen? Let me get to the Magic thing. First of all, it's an incredible shot right at Russell Westbrook. It's right at Russell Westbrook. But it also assumes, Mike, it assumes that DeRozan would have the kind of year with the Lakers that he's had with the Bulls, where he has been great. I don't know if he would thrive with LeBron James.
He would.
I don't know that. And I find it hard to believe that that one thing takes a team from out of the playoffs completely to the finals in a conference.
I didn't say one thing. I didn't say one thing. And neither did Magic. Huh? Not just DeRozan.
I don't think they're a conference final.
I read you a whole roster that's different.
Mike, I think Davis always gets hurt. I think LeBron now always gets hurt.
That's legit.
I don't think it's going to happen. Let's take a break.
That's fair.
And by the way, next year, LeBron will be out of here, and he'll be in another team, and the team will dissolve the Lakers. Coming up, what is the state of Tigers game? We're going to ask Scott Van Pelt.
It'd probably be smarter to build around LeBron, keep him and build around him. We'll also ask him what we know about the state of the man who isn't in Augusta. Phil. Not there. The Lakers would be so much better with the roster I just read. Tons better.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's get back into Tiger's intention to play the Masters with our great friend down in Augusta, Mr. Scott Van Pelt.
Yes, sir.
Scotty, let's start with this. Tiger says that as of right now, he feels like he's going to play. What barriers, if any, might remain?
If, Tony, there were some setback between now and Thursday, 10:34 Eastern time, in terms of his leg, he talked about trying to manage the swelling, things of that nature. We all know the significance of the injury. But it's clear, since he arrived a week ago Tuesday with his buddy Justin Thomas and his son Charlie to play, and he said they played 27 because Charlie couldn't help himself. They went around the par three. He was doing recon, not necessarily about the golf game, but to see how his body responded physically. So, Tony, if there were some issue where he just couldn't give it a go between now and Thursday, that's it. I think we all believed that he showed up with the intent to play. He didn't come here to wander around so people could ooh and ah and take pictures and freak out when there's Tiger. He came here to play, and now he finally put on the record that his intent is to do just that.
Scott, every assessment we've heard, every assessment, including from the people who've played with him, like JT and Freddie Couples, has been so rosy that you're like, oh, my God, how can this be? Yeah. If you heard anything there that says, wait a minute, here's something he might not be doing as well, here's something he might be worried about.
Nope. I mean, the people who've been in the group and playing alongside are, you know, Jim McKay, Bones, the people that follow the golf game know well, just mentioned the sound. He said, you know that sound that Tiger had when he hit? There's a sound that comes off the club face. He said, it sounds like that. He said, short game's great. He's hitting it really, really well. I mean, look, there's the practice round feeling, and then there's Thursday when you're adding it up for real. Clearly, it's different. But, Michael, no, I think we're all, first of all, we all were a little bit skeptical, maybe a lot skeptical. I was. I didn't think a week and a half ago there was any chance this could be. And now here we are, and we're past maybe entertaining the thought. We've heard him say he can play, and we're hearing folks that are standing there with him going, look, looks good. And you say, all right, giddy up, let's go.
Man, there's two themes to me from this Masters going in that are unavoidable. First, obviously, Tiger's presence. But Phil Mickelson's absence. I mean, and I was with Phil a few weeks ago, and he seemed on top of the world, and we know why it came crashing down. What do you hear there? Are people still even talking about Phil and sort of the state of Phil Mickelson right now, and particularly in relation to the rest of the tour?
Michael, I mean zero disrespect to Phil Mickelson, who, as we know, is a multiple champion here. And, of course, he won at Kiowa last year and established a new record as the oldest ever major champion. But, and again, I'll say it twice, with respect to Phil Mickelson, it's not mentioned. His absence isn't mentioned because of the presence of Tiger Woods. He's really, I joked last week to one of the players, if Tiger plays, you guys could play nude and no one would even know you're out there. You would avoid anyone's attention. And I was kidding, but only just. I mean, Tiger's presence is truly that thing. That thing that seems hyperbolic, but actually is. That's the level of attention. So while Phil's absence is a story, yes, it hasn't risen to the level of conversation among anyone I've really interacted with.
I'm going to move off Tiger and Phil, and that's the sound you hear of television sets turning off, but I'm going to move off and ask about DeChambeau. He says he's about 80% right now. How much of his health issues are a result of the strain of how he prepares and plays?
I don't know, Tony. I think we can connect dots, right? I mean, we all saw videos of the guy, smashing 18 protein shakes and doing 1,000 curls in the garage with 10 people that were ever present to do curls with them, whoever that crew was. At some point, the diminishing returns have to set in, right? You don't need that many shakes and you don't need to do that many curls. And he doesn't look the same to me physically. He looks like he's stopped that. I believe he's lost weight. And so it's so interesting to me, Tony, how he arrived here not long ago, saying he felt like par for him was, 68? And then everyone here was like, is that right? And he really hasn't played well here at all. And so you combine his track record here with the fact that he hasn't physically been well. And I don't know that I can answer your question about how much the physical issues were related to the work that he did. But I think his issues here are bigger and just that he hasn't ever solved the riddle. Doesn't mean he can't. It just means that thus far he hasn't.
Thank God for him, because now I can stop doing curls. I was getting really huge. Scott Soule, thank you. Thank you.
Scott, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Masters coverage on ESPN begins tomorrow at 10 a.m. on ESPN Plus, and the Par 3 tournament is at 3 p.m. on ESPN. Let's take one last break, but still to come, Tom Brady is back, but will Gronk join him?
Can Gronk still run at all on a football field? Big news involving three stars of St. Peter's team.
I love Van Pelt. I do. I love Van Pelt.
Scott's
he goes
great.
In my office and eats my candy, but I love Van Pelt.
Well, somebody may as well eat the damn candy. You ain't there to eat it. Thinking they don't bring the candy to the attic.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 57th birthday tomorrow, Sterling Sharp. Sterling Sharp is not in the Hall of Fame. His brother Shannon is. Sterling Sharp is not on television arguing with Skip Bayless. His brother Shannon is. Sterling Sharp's NFL career was cut short by injury. He left the game at 29 after seven seasons with Green Bay, but it was a terrific seven seasons. Sharp was first-team All-Pro three times, a Pro Bowler five times. Sharp had five 1,000-yard seasons at wide receiver. First Don Majkowski threw to him, then Brett Favre did. In the three seasons Favre threw to him, Sharp had 42 touchdowns. In his last season, Sharp had 18 touchdowns. It's fair to wonder what might have been had Sharp and Favre had 8 to 10 seasons together.
Not just wonder, Tony, if my idol, Gale Sayers, can be in the Hall of Fame, and he should be, with essentially 4 complete seasons, don't tell me that Sterling Sharp can't be in the Hall of Fame. He ought to be.
Happy anniversary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. On this day 38 years ago, Kareem scored career point 31,421 off a 12-foot skyhook over Utah's Mark Eaton. That basket lifted Kareem over Wilt Chamberlain as the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Kareem played 5 more seasons with the Lakers, collecting 2 of his 5 championship rings and pushing his scoring record to 38,387 points. In second place now, some 1,300 behind Kareem, is LeBron James. LeBron averages about 1,700 points a year, so he should pass Kareem next season. To be fair, LeBron entered the NBA after high school. By rule then, Kareem had to wait until finishing college before he could enter the NBA. 4 years lost or gained.
Tony, I know how much you always talked about not just Kareem's athleticism, but his intellect. For 50 years, I've been hearing that from you. But did you know he could write like this? Who is better writing pieces out there right now, every week, than Kareem? He's must read as a writer, as an author.
He's a great writer. He is. Melancholy trails to Gene Shue. The longtime NBA player, coach, and executive has died at age 90. Shue played 10 years in the league and was an All-Star 5 times, all with the Pistons. Shue also played for the Philadelphia Warriors, Knicks, and Baltimore Bullets. Shue started coaching at 34 with the Bullets and coached 22 seasons with the Bullets, the 76ers, and the Clippers in San Diego and Los Angeles. He was coach of the year twice with the Bullets, in Baltimore and in Washington. Shue took the Wes Unseld Earl Monroe Bullets to the finals in 1971, losing to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in Milwaukee. Shue took the Julius Erving Sixers to the finals in 1977, losing to Bill Walton in Portland. On a personal note, I covered some of Shue's teams. He was always willing to chat to reporters.
Gene Shue, Hubie Brown, Jack Ramsey. I feel so fortunate to be able to sit and listen to them. One night in Philly, early in my career, like the second year, you told me, come over here and sit at the big boy table. It was you and Peter Vesey and Gene Shue. And I sat and had dinner with you guys. I didn't utter a word. It was just great to listen, to be in the company of Coach Shue.
Quick to the big finish. St. Peter's Let's stars Darryl Banks, Matthew Lee, and Doug Eddard have all entered the transfer portal, okay, by you?
Everybody's in the transfer portal except you and me. Austin Matthews tied Rick Vibes' record for goals in a season by a Maple Leaf with 54. You impressed with that?
Yeah, the Maple Leafs have been around forever. Ducks captain Ryan Getzlaff announced to retire at the end of the season. Your thoughts?
17 years, franchise all-time leading scorer, 3 All-Star games, 1 cup, 2 Olympic gold medals. Impressive career. Gronk says that right now, he's not ready to commit to play football next season. You think he'll come around?
I think he'll play with Brady. Last one, baseball opening day Thursday. You must be excited.
I am, Tony, particularly about the American League Central. I don't know what they call it now, but that's a division to me. They got some teams. Excited to see it start.
We're out of time. We will try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We're bumped by the Masters until Monday, knuckleheads. Check out NBA Countdown tonight at 7 Eastern for a full hour.